The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Well, hello there. How y'all doing? Glad to have you back. Tell a friend. Spread the word. We don't need, well, we probably do actually need subscriptions, likes, and reviews, but I'm old school. I'm the kind of guy who still drives places to pay bills. That's right. I don't even mail them. A lot of people, they email them. They go to a website. They set them up for automatic payment. Not this guy. I learned from my grandpa, my mom's pa. What did he do? Drove around town. And you know why? Because he got to meet people. Actually, he didn't even meet them. He knew them already. And why? Because he drove around town. That's right. I'm old-fashioned. And old-fashioned folks like word of mouth. So we appreciate. If you like us, use your mouth. You might not have time. Much time left, that is to say. Another lockdown could be on its way. Delta Force. What is today's episode, you might ask? Well, it's starting to be a little bit of a running theme here in Pittsburgh, and we're both sad and glad. That's right, it's another goodbye pod. Today, bye-bye birdie, episode 928 BC, saying goodbye to, as the Brits say, one of the something rather birds. I don't know, they call ladies birds. Miss Kaylee Horton, she's moving. She's moving to where, you say? The Windy City. That's right, where all the blowhards. You know, what kind of a... I don't know, Chicago's got its problems. And this might be a causation versus correlation, but as some of you may know, the Windy City is not named, or nicknamed, rather, the Windy City because of the great winds coming off said lake. Michigan? Yes, I believe it's Lake Michigan. It's actually named that because the politicians are a bunch of blowhards who lecture their way into governance? Power. Yeah, we'll say that. Anyway, Miss Kaylee is going to leave us this week. As you're listening, she may be driving. She's moving in. Well, you'll hear during the pod. We won't do any spoilers. But we already lost Chris Kreva to Chicago a ways back. And Chicago has a reputation for being New York's farm town. What is... Ugh. I know you can't hear it, but it's bothering me. We got a hum in the headphones. Why? Why? There it is. You can hear it. You can hear it. I fixed it. Oh, we'll cover why that hum happened later in the outro. That being said, today episode is brought to you by used Hyundai Elantras. That's right. Used cars. You guys used cars, people? I can't afford a new car. But not only that, I don't really like new stuff. I mean, I do like some new stuff. What do I like that's new? I like stuff that gets used up new. So I like new skateboards. Whew, nothing pops like a fresh deck. You know what I mean? I like new tires. Oh, new tires. That's longevity. You know what I mean? Looking down, seeing 40,000 miles in front of you. I mean, your tires might last longer than your water pump. Anyway, today's show brought to you by used Hyundai Elantras because Miss Horton totaled her Jeep. Now, I think there's, I don't know, they say something about Jeep girls. Girls love Jeeps, man. Girls who have Jeeps love Jeeps. And I was surprised to hear her say, I said, what'd you get? I said, Hyundai Elantra. She said something I've never heard anyone say before. She said, I've always kind of wanted a Hyundai. I guess, you know, it's just old school thinking on my part again, you know. People did not like Hyundais when they came out. But they're getting better and better, folks. They even have a luxury brand now called Genesis. That's right. So it's like the Lexus of Toyota is the Genesis of Hyundai. Regardless, a used Hyundai Elantra, I tried to determine the longevity of said car, as I do most used cars. And here's a little tip. I don't know if it's good science, but when I'm shopping for a used car and I come across a used car I like, what I do is I specifically search for that car on Craigslist. Actually, I look for it on the internet. Most cars run for about 3 years without changes. I find the years that it did not change. In this particular case, it was 2008, 9, 10. No, wait. It was 9, 10, 11. Anyway, so I searched Craigslist for Hyundai Elantra 2009 to 2011. I click on them. Well, first you got to sort them in value from least to most. Because you want to look at the shit boxes, guys. If you're looking for longevity, you don't look at a new car. You don't look at a barely used car. You look at the shit boxes. So, top five Hyundai Elantras, mileage, average, 131,600 miles. So that's right. I don't know how many miles your car has, Kaylee. But if it's less than 131,600, sell around 130. We did find one at 170,000 miles, so that's reassuring, but it's certainly not a 200,000-mile car. Hyundai Elantra, get the goodie and sell it. That's what my buddy always says. You got to get the goodie out of it and then sell it right before it shits out. Isn't that the way? It's tough, you know, because you want to be good to the next guy. You want to say, hey, I'm giving you a fair deal. And it's probably obviously self-serving so that you can feel like a good person. But at the same time, if you're always the good person, often you're getting the raw deal. And that's just math. It has nothing to do with human instinct, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, what do they call that feast or famine type of ideology? That's a famine ideology. That there's only so many good miles in a car, but it's the truth. There are. Anyway, sell it at 130K, but get one that's younger than that. What else do we have? Oh, I didn't even say who was on the pod guys today. The pod guys today are not even guys. Although, guys, let me tell you this, guys. Guys can mean gals. That's right. We're just too lazy to say guys and gals. We don't say human. We say human. Because we're all mankind. I don't know, guys. It's a man's world. That's what they say. Do you really think changing the words is going to change intent? I don't. I really don't. I think intention is important. And eventually the word will reflect the intent, no matter what the word you use is. That being said, today's guests are Boys versus Goyles, Skywalker, Aaron Douglas, Liz Martin, and Kaylee Horton. Let's get in to the episode.
Liz is such a planner. She needs her binder. She needs her organ. I'm like, I can't.
Well, Cindy's the same way, but that's why Liz and Cindy are both more successful.
I was going to say, it's a better way to live. It's a more efficient system, certainly.
Yeah. No, it's truly just rampant OCD.
Can you hear my phones now?
Yeah, I'm working on all of it.
All right.
Hey, Q. Come on.
How's it sound?
That's good.
You can hear me?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I like to stick this thing right up to my face.
You need to.
I do too.
You need to. Like, when people stand back like this and don't even pay attention to the mic, it sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. But anyway. Q is going to rub your feet.
I love him. I want him to come up here, but I think he's
Oh, it was so great when Coin came and did a podcast. Coin doesn't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, I think you loved it. That fungus and those toes.
You would not leave him alone. I had to take the cat upstairs and lock him away.
Was he finding snacks?
But, yeah, I'm sure there was something in between those toes.
The thought of Coin's feet makes my stomach.
No one knows where those toes have been.
Shout out to Alex Coin. Oh, I feel like your feet are probably a little cleaner almost when you don't. I mean, don't mean there's dirt on them, but as far as like bacteria and stuff go,
why?
Because dry is clean when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like bacteria doesn't live very well on a dry surface. You know what I mean?
I think it depends. I'm imagining like
if
crusty
you had sweaty
toes.
Feet, more
like,
fungus.
Right, that would be
yeah.
If it was hot outside, well, I mean, I guess you're gonna get. I don't know.
Your feet. Would
I mean,
just
they're definitely gonna
up.
Look dirty. You're gonna have black soles of your feet, like.
Well, it's that, and then you get everything else dirty
just
too because you take your shoes off usually, like when you know what I mean, like when you. Where you can't take your feet
Why
off.
Why are we starting off with feet?
I don't love this.
You guys are all set on drinks, right?
Okay. For now.
Can I grab another one? I'm just getting ready.
This is the end of
so
the
I've
line.
Got, I've got an assortment here. We've
the
got
end of the line? Would you
I
say?
Drank the other
line and Google.
On the way.
Oh, that's why I love you.
Thanks.
I'll do that Blue Moon situation.
Blue Moon situation.
Thank you so
one
much.
Of those.
You
You're
can thank
sweet.
One Ian
thank
Daggerty for that.
I will Ian not, Daggerty. But I could.
Yeah.
I'll be sure not to thank.
Oh wait, it's his birthday today.
Oh, shit,
yes.
It is
oh
his
my
birthday.
God. Q is my best friend.
Oh no, is he up a lap? He's being a lap cat.
Let him take the trip to Chicago. He's spontaneous.
The cat?
Yeah, let him live his life. Why gotta keep him locked
he's a
up?
Good car cat, actually.
He would fuck up my dog so quick.
You think so?
No. My dog's a pit bull. Like,
oh, Tater is a...
He would be a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I meant your cat.
If Q
your
came
dog.
Out him, at him, oh my God.
You think your dog's afraid of cats?
Her dog's afraid of everything.
He's like not... He's just such a little... He'll want to play and Q would put him in his place like cats usually do. And he's like, okay, fuck.
I don't know. That cat is... I've never seen him do like a legit hiss. He seems like more curious about shit than like afraid of shit.
Mm-hmm. Send him to Chicago. That's all I'm saying.
No. We
Give
like
him
this.
Ticket.
We're not going to get a replacement
See what happens.
Cat.
Give him his ticket. The dog will adjust.
I didn't realize that was your dog. What's your... What's your roommate's name? I went to...
Sam.
Sam,
yes,
I, thought it was
my
her,
dog.
I thought it was her dog.
It's like we kind of adopted him together, but like I adopted him. I was in a different state, and like we were planning on moving in together and like having the dog together. And then so I got him like 6 months before we moved in, and blah blah blah. So like I'm his mom, and then we moved in together, and then we moved apart.
You're
I was,
his mom.
I was like, here's the thing. You know that parable?
That parable where you cut the dog in half.
Were you
serious.
Cut exactly?
No.
Where you cut the kid? The two women. They're like, oh, they're both my kid. And he was like, all right, well, so we're gonna do? We're gonna David. He was like, I'm gonna cut him in half. And the one mom was like, all right, cool, have a kid.
Yeah, and can then, I get the top half?
And then the other mom and then the other mom was like, no, give the kid to her. Give the kid to her.
Right.
You're not cutting my baby in half. And he was like, okay, I'll give it to that mom because that's clearly the real mom.
Right.
Sam should have had the dog because we were like, what are we going to do with the dog? And I was like, I'm taking him. And she was like, but do you have to? I'm like, I'm taking him. Like, if I was a good mom, I was like, we can do half and half. And she was like, no, that's bad for dogs.
You
they,
can have two
they need
nights.
To know.
So she's the compassionate
so
one.
So she's the one that should have. Yeah, she's the better parent for sure.
And now you're gonna steal a dog from one friend,
correct?
And drop it on a new friend, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. We have the plan straight. Yeah, exactly.
Have you? I guess. Well, let's introduce ourselves real quick. The voices of one.
Kaylee Horton.
As you all have you guys are all pretty regular.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Hi, it's Sky.
Sky I'm Walker back. On mic too.
Yeah. I like the color on my earphone.
And rounding the table out.
Lizzie Martin.
One Lizzie. Are we going Lizzie?
Elizabeth.
I've always said Liz because I'm lazy.
Yeah, let's go with that. Liz. That works. I don't care. I really... Just don't call me a
Everybody
late
in
for
this
dinner,
room
I guess.
Has horrible nicknames, so we just go with three letters as fast as you can. You know,
is there a short version of your first name? Does anyone call you K or anything like
not
that?
Not really, KK sometimes at work.
Still just as long.
It is just as long. It's just like more familiar. So some people at work call me that. My family always calls me that. Little kids call me KK. Yeah.
KK.
Don't you have to wait until a few
Oh my God. I have an amazing story though.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure you guys.
You know,
all...
you set the bar real high there.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's not that good, but. My mom, like, months ago basically disowned me because of my pedophile joke.
Right, right. Your mom disowned your pedophile ass. We got
right. Yeah. She was calling CPS, whatever. I got a letter in the mail. And I don't ever check my mailbox. This letter's like a month old. It's from like early June.
Yeah.
And it's like an official envelope, like from like the governor's office. And I was like, what the fuck? And it said like educational whatever. And I was like, all right. So I open it and it said, Kaylee Horton, da da da, somebody has filed a complaint against you. And it literally said, the complaint said that in a comedy sketch, you said it said on a comedy skit. It said skit.
Okay. In a very comedy Catholic skit, school of
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
You put your mouth on your nephew's penis and acted molesting him or something like that, right? So that's the first paragraph. I'm like, oh my, what the fuck did my mom do?
Right.
Second paragraph says, we've investigated these such things like -4222 of the some code, blah, blah, blah. And we have decided that even if this allegation is true, it is not enough to warrant punishment in any manner. And nothing is going on your record, or no notes are going.
I hope they're talking about the act of making a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Because they're not like even.
But the fact that
even if they are molesting your brother, it's cool with us.
Yeah. But the fact that you just don't say it like this way, it's fine.
But it was funny, right? And you're like, yeah, dude. He was laughing the whole time.
What? Like, kids got to get sacrificed for the art of comedy, people.
What if we change nephew for neighbor?
But the state themselves, the governor said. Like, it's just a joke.
The governor's got a few notes. He thinks that it's funnier.
He thinks he can take a beat if you.
He thinks it'd be funnier.
In honor of your sacrifice,
the governor sends your mom like a card for free therapy.
But it was the dumbest thing she could have done because it's not illegal. So taking it to any legal action, that makes no sense. She should have gone to my school or figured out where I work and gone to my principal.
And canceled you.
You can fire people, yeah, on like a small scale. Exactly.
Don't this start a letter
back.
With...
It brings me back. We have laws for a reason. Mm. Do you think you should be able to get fired for making a joke about your brother, nephew, whatever
yes,
it was?
Yes, and I was planning That's on a, it. I was just
you're
expecting
You're planning
it
on getting fired?
In about 5 years down the line.
Well, I think she should follow the laws here, Aaron. First off, we all know all complaints must be submitted in writing. Clearly this happened, right? Two times?
Right.
Two times this happened, right? So, but don't say you're the mom in the letters.
Yeah.
My daughter. Oh, dude, you just blew your cover.
He's like, some teachers molest children.
This
Can
has
we?
To be anonymous. You
That's
have
true.
To play
That's
dirty
true.
What a dumb
if you get
if
this
instead
victory,
of saying in a joke, if they just said, this teacher mm-hmm. said she molested mm-hmm. my kid. You wouldn't even right. have to say that.
But then they would go to jail because they're lying.
Well, they wouldn't technically be lying. They say, this teacher said she molested my kid. Those are all true. See what I'm saying?
I see.
But if they looked into it, they'd be like, but she's not your
but
kid's
But my mom's
teacher.
Real dumb.
You
she's like not a smart person. Like, she's not. My
but
dad's very smart.
My mom's real dumb.
She is, she's like a 4 out of 10, dude. Like, intelligence-wise.
Yeah,
she's
sometimes
not up
that
there.
Happens. That's okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, she had the gall, but, like, just no foresight. She could have got me fired. She called my boss and was like, hey...
Did she call your boss?
No, because she's dumb. Okay. Like, she didn't look into it. Yeah. She was like, let me go to the president. Let's, like, that's not, they don't care. They have bigger fish to fry, Mom.
I'm going to write a letter to the governor of Hollywood.
Listen, you know how many kids are in cyber school? How recent is this? You know what
cyber
I mean?
Cyber school?
Probably what they're thinking right now.
I don't catch your cyber school angle.
Nobody was in school for the past.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the odds go way, way down for,
right,
teacher to student action.
But there were a lot of people getting fired for, like, jerking off on Zoom on accident and stuff. Boy.
That was just Jeffrey Toobin. Don't say
Jeffrey
everybody.
Jeffrey
that
who?
Was just Jeffrey Toobin. Don't say
okay,
that was everybody.
That's what it was, right?
How
what?
Do you do that on accident? I mean, maybe.
He worked for, like, CNN
Can you give
or
me
something?
Two?
He worked for, like, CNN or something.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, mid-meeting and just was, like, jerking off. And everybody
no.
was like, sir?
Oh, because of the cameras, because you can turn them on and off and shit. And people.
Well, I think they took, like, a hiatus. They were like, we're going to take a 5-minute break to grab, like, blah, blah, blah. And he must have thought he was muted and was just like,
oh,
I better
no.
crank one out real quick.
He's like, I'm going to need this energy.
What's even funnier is that they finally hired him back after the jerk session. And, like, day one, he got on and the lady was like, I just want to clear the air here. And she, like, made him, like, talk about, like, she didn't use... what do you want to veiled language at all or anything rather than being like an inappropriate action or like just to be clear why don't you tell the people what you did she's like you jerked off right like it was so sad you're like can't you just be like I don't know everyone I don't know why I thought, keep dragging the guy through the mud you hired him back You hired him back. You want him to look good. You know what I mean?
See, that's where I'm going to go against the grain. If you're going to have a job, listen, right now you're getting paid to be insulted. Just shut up. Was it jacking off? I would do the same thing. Give that guy his job back and let's hound the shit out of him.
Right, but then you're also reminding everybody that, like, this guy did this. Oh, yeah, he works there again. Yeah. Like, that just seems like bad marketing. But
yeah, also, how is it with the way things are today? You're like, look at how cool they are. Yeah.
I've heard the phrase pulling a Tubin used before.
What is it?
I've heard somebody say the phrase, oh yeah, he pulled a Tubin, when somebody jerked off on Zoom. Okay.
Is Tubin a euphemism for penis?
Well, his name is Tubin, but I love what you're doing here. Because
So I want to be like, CNN's like, we're just trying to be cool.
It's so
we're really just trying
like
to capitalize.
It's like the Wiener guy, Anthony Wiener, who sent me.
Yeah, I thought, yes!
On that. That was brilliant.
Okay, the New York Post had some good headlines.
Did they?
They
that
did.
Writes itself.
I've always said that he could have got off, no pun intended, if he would have just tweeted, I was in the pool. Because everyone saw his dick in the
video. His real name was Anthony Weiner. His fake name was Carlos Danger.
He went ethnic. He went ethnic with it.
He was on a dating site or something or what?
Yeah, he was on some escort site and he used the name
Carlos Danger.
And I want to be like, sir, is that really?
Anthony is
just better.
Yes, it is. That is my real name.
That is my real name.
He doesn't get canceled for that shit. He gets canceled for appropriating somebody else's culture.
That is what would have happened now, actually. They'd have been like, it's fine that you showed
up. Yeah, right. That's fine. That's cool.
Did
we're
you
not
going to
kink
accent?
Shame you, but let's please not pretend we're something we aren't. Okay? Poor Anthony Weiner.
Dude, there's been
he got a bad rap.
Dude, there's how many people in history have had very obvious con artist names. We had Madoff was one, right?
Yep,
right.
Bernie.
So, Bernie. Yeah. And then you have Kevorkian. That just sounds like a series.
It sounds like it's from a horror movie. Yeah. It sounds like somebody made that up.
Who else do we have? We have that guy.
Kevorkian's not a
real name.
It sounds like cadaver.
Andy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Look how crazy Andy Dick is. Andy Dick.
Andy Dick's possibly the craziest of all. And he's and I can't believe a
favorite skit.
All
him
the people
getting Will Ferrell beat up in
he
that
notoriously grabs people and stuff like that. I don't know. Never mind.
No, he got arrested like a couple months ago.
That's what I'm saying. He's literally been arrested for sexual assault and he's never been canceled.
For
it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I want to say
good old
I'm out of jail and I'm happy now.
Listen, if you don't want to get touched, don't come up to the room.
Did you know?
I was with my friend India, who's like a black woman, and she was like, leave Bill Cosby alone. And
that's
I was like,
cultural appropriation.
India, what? Yeah, she's totally appropriating. And she was like, that man, she's like, they did not want to see a black man succeed. And I was like, there's 60 women, India. Like, I understand. She's like, nah, it's okay.
Well, I will say this, and I've said it before. I'm not saying he didn't do what he did, but I'm saying the reason it got discovered was because he opened his mouth about the wrong topics.
Yeah,
People weren't looking into it.
Because the allegations were out for a while, as far as I understand. It was just like nobody had drawn any attention to it.
I don't know if the allegations were out as much as people just knew.
Well,
like they talked.
Okay.
Yeah, like and maybe the women were saying it, but they weren't saying it to the cops.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then, at a certain point, he started telling people to pull their pants up and shit like that. And And then all of a sudden, real quick, people found out he had some skeletons.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably criticizing the complaints. He was probably revealing.
Pull your pants up. Right.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm going to turn you in. He's like, well, you got to do it right. You got to go through the right networks. Have a jello shot. Nap time. You know what I mean?
Nap time.
I wonder how much, dude. Now he's out and about, dude. I can't wait till the hospice care
nurses. Him and OJ just hanging out.
No. How come his lawyer's not famous? Everybody knows who Cochran is, right?
Good point,
Johnny Cochran. But no one, you don't know who Johnny Cochran is?
What?
He was OJ's lawyer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
I thought it was Kim Kardashian's dad.
It also was him. Yeah. You got a whole team of people you're getting away with murder.
Sure.
Yeah. Same with rape, though, right?
Sure. Yeah.
How come no one knows who his lawyer is?
Well, maybe he doesn't want to be known.
That's true. Cochran, looked.
Cochran, another one.
Cochran.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran.
That's an
Johnny
evil Cochran. Person. Yeah. That is the bad guy in like every 80s movie, Johnny Cochran.
Robert Kardashian also sounds like
all the bad guys
like
were named Johnny.
Yeah, all Johnny. I've been watching Dirty Dancing all week, and the main guy, like, he's supposed to be like the Swayze's like the bad boy. His name is Johnny. Like, he's got a dark past. Johnny.
There's nothing better than the anger dance fight scene or whatever. The anger, like the dancing frustration scene. You know what I'm talking about? The
one in Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, where he like, doesn't he go into like a warehouse and like dances? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
I watched this several times in the last week.
What the fuck movie is that then? He doesn't go by
Is that Footloose?
Ooh!
That's
you might
it.
Be conflating the
that's
two.
That's it. Because
I hate all these movies.
Shut up. Oh my God. You would love them if I was with you.
No. I would not love any of these movies.
The joy on my face
there's
going to
be singing
it.
And yeah, dancing.
I'll be honest.
I
might sit more with Sky
you.
On this topic.
You don't like the Footloose?
I don't like... I do not like girly movies.
No,
I don't like rom-coms.
Music, but that's where it stops. Just that
I
part
don't
you
like any soundtrack. Of it. Romantic bullshit movies I can't
what
watch.
What kind of movies do you like, Liz?
I don't know. Inglourious Basterds is my favorite.
Well, that's a pretty good one, but I wouldn't...
She doesn't watch movies. She watches podcasts.
What?
Like, that's just how you spend your time. I feel like you're not a movie person, necessarily.
That is true.
But like, still.
Ask about any podcast on the... Yeah. On the market,
yeah,
you're on.
So you're a documentary.
You listen to a ton
kind
of podcasts,
person.
Huh?
Oh, love documentaries and podcasts. I just want to know how to just.
Don't be afraid to talk right into this damn thing.
I just want to. I just want to know how.
Regret. Oh, we regret it. Regret it.
I just want to know how to dump a body later. That's really what
oh,
I'm working
on. Oh, so you're
on.
One of those girls. You like you watch and listen to murder porn constantly.
I also listen to like a whole book on the Donner Party on my
See?
Way here. So
yeah.
Like,
so yes, to answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
She's. What was the girl that played Fester's wife in Adam Family? Too?
Yes.
That she played the Black Widow. That's what was that actress?
Morticia? I don't
no.
know. What?
Angela Houston? Angelica Houston?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, none of us.
Is this a movie?
Angelica Houston? That's pretty. I'll take that.
Wait, she played the blonde chick that kept trying to kill.
And what?
Oh yeah, okay. So you're saying Black Widow? Was she the oldest widow lady or something? Black Widow.
No, I gotta look it up.
Who just said
this? Is
who just somebody just referred to Black Widow, the new movie? Correct.
Oh, that movie was horrible.
It was all right. It was all
was
right.
Was it hot though? Because there was women.
I watched it. I thought it was good. Yeah. You just have to accept that in this movie, women are badasses. If you can, if you can swallow that pill, then it's just a fine movie.
I'm perfectly fine with that. It's the absolute horrible acting and low action scenes.
Yeah. I don't.
You're gonna bring.
Did you guys
back...
watch Wonder Woman? I haven't seen that, but Wonder Woman I thought was really good. Did you guys?
It was all right.
The newest
I
one.
Liked it.
No. The first
second one was god awful, and
second
it was
one
awesome.
Was horrible.
No, it was so bad. It was great.
Yeah.
But the first one was I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
I don't know there was two of them.
Oh, the second one's really bad.
Man, I'm really...
It's like a joke.
I'm just not an ally, I guess.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not.
You need to get out.
I've not been supportive.
What the hell does that have to do with superhero shit?
Women, dude.
Gays and women.
Power.
They're very close.
This is their time. It's their time.
I don't understand.
I've never seen that either, so...
Wonder Woman?
Am I not an ally either?
But you like action movies.
I need a
like Inglourious Basterds. Well, Inglourious Basterds is more like a... Murder porn. You're into murder porn.
I'll be honest. I love me some murder porn.
We like a suspense movie.
You can do whatever you want with it. I'm sorry.
We've watched many a suspense movie together, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we like a psychological, suspense-y type situation.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of horror I'm into. I'm not into, like, jump scares, unless it's done really well. Like, that kind of
what's
horror.
What's a jump scare?
Like, where they come out of nowhere and they're like,
oh,
boom.
Right,
and then the
whole
audience
is
like, ah! That's like not intriguing to me. It's like this psychological, like metaphysical. Like, have you ever seen like Hereditary or Midsommar?
Like, we watched Midsommar, and that was probably the last movie I was like,
it's
I will
not
sit
like,
for 3.5
there's
hours.
There's no monsters, right? Like, the monsters are the people, and it's just this weird, fucked up psychological fuckery that's going on with you.
I don't know. I don't watch horror movies at all. I find them to be too formulaic. But as someone who doesn't watch them, I guess maybe I don't have the experience to actually make that
accusation. I agree. I'm not critical. I don't have a critical eye for horror, really.
I don't know. Every horror movie I have seen, I'm like, well, it's been too quiet for too long, and now this person's going off.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're kind of like pop music, and like sometimes you get a really good, really interesting one, but it's just often like mass appeal, like how many butts can you put in seats for this actor that can play the shitty
part? It's a roller coaster in a movie theater.
Yeah.
It's like,
We talking? There's but like I admit a that I'm wrong. Damn I know good that, like, old school horror movies.
I do know that like horror is its own thing, and like I do think I'm probably wrong because. Yeah.
Have you ever seen House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah, of course
not. No. I'm not a horror person.
So what's the difference between a horror such a movie good and movie. A psychological thriller scare?
No, jump? You need death. Murder,
they can be
dismay.
Related. I think.
I think so.
Open ended.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is where we
the
need
the antagonist help is very clear from the beginning, and people die, and it's very cool
in what?
How they play out stories. You know, like zombie, like House of a Thousand
in a horror
Corpse.
Movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the original Night of the Living Deads were pretty oh, fucking yeah. creepy for their time.
I watched the original
the
Night
Blob
of the Living Dead.
The Blob used to be like one yes. of my favorite movies
the
when
Blob.
I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my cousin's favorite is Bride of Frankenstein. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
He's like a big horror buff. That's his favorite.
Did you ever get like traumatized by a horror movie when you were a kid?
Not yes, The Grudge.
The Grudge.
I couldn't sleep in my room for like years. I was like 7, dude.
What do you think of The Grudge?
You saw that like on DVD, I would hope?
My sister or something, she loved horror movies and she was 3 years older than me and she was just like way cooler and I'm just like a bitch when it comes to horror anyways.
Way cooler.
And she likes horror and shit and I didn't and I like snuck it in while she was watching it or something and like, yeah I shouldn't have.
I remember watching... because like you were saying about how your grandpa recorded everything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have an uncle who would who had a VHS and a Betamax machine right
What's
next to
him.
It was dubbing.
Like
yeah.
it was like
he's
the
dubbing.
It was like the competitor for VHS, like the two technologies
at the same time recording?
Yeah, the two technologies came out at the same time
oh,
and,
yeah.
and VHS
what like
won.
The 80s
yeah I guess
when did
yeah.
VHS
yeah.
come out 80s
yeah it had yeah. to have been I would think
what was that 82 81, 82?
I don't fucking
yeah,
know,
yeah, rough.
I was not remembering things
DVD
in that year.
DVD was what? Or CD?
Here's the thing: if you
ask
me about something within
90?
The last 5 to 10 years, and you're yes. like, "What year was it?" I'd be like, "I don't."
I don't
know
either. I don't know how anyone started. I don't know how long it's been since like.
I can give you a genre. I can give you like between these 3 or 4 years.
How many
but, like,
people
I don't
worked
know.
In a haunt, like? At, am I the only you ever work in a haunted house?
I no. worked at one. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude! You know how you're not. So you guys are not scream freaks at all.
I don't really love it, but I scream my head off, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm talking about, like, literally
scaring
the death out of other people.
If I'm
going to
get scared, it's going to be because I'm on the edge of control
I,
of something.
I did it,
you know what I mean?
Like, the first yeah. time I did a haunted house, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I love making people feel fear.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to work at the one that's
stationed. It'd be fun to scare people. Yeah, to work there would be funner than to go through it.
I played a zombie in
you're
one.
You're a sadist if you like that job. And I feel like most of us are. Yeah.
I played a zombie in one, and I was, like, in a cage, and I had to, like, reach through, like, these pre-cut holes in the cage and stuff. And I used to just, like,
what
when people
want?
Would walk past,
that's
I would
so
have to, like, jump out at them and stuff.
Ooh,
did
Miller.
You love it?
It was a cheer fundraiser.
Can you talk not into the microphone when you're not participating?
This is a beer order. He has to hear me.
Order him!
Order him! Be here! Be here!
That seems like the perfect job for you, though.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
How long did you work there?
Oh, I mean, Horror House?
Horror House!
Horror House, yes.
It was literally like one season, because it was like
for like a month.
Cheer. Yeah.
That rules.
Sky, are you aware that she beat her face today?
What'd you do to your face?
See? He doesn't know either, girls.
It's gay language. Sorry y'all are so straight.
Yeah.
Hey, we're trad males, man.
That's what you, like originated in, like, drag culture, basically. Like, when a woman has a full face of makeup, like, the works, it's called beating your face. You beat that bitch.
When you use heavy makeup, like, a full...
And, like, do a good job with it.
Right. When you're
you
Kim Kardashian,
beat your face.
Liz beat her face
so when she was,
she's looking for
So
pop.
Because I don't know what, I can't be friends with that person?
No, you can't.
Damn it.
Exactly.
And when she was a zombie, she exactly. beat
all
like of her shit.
I don't like this shit because it's too in-depth. If you just know how you operate, other people operate the same way. Your little fucked up twitches, you know, if you pick your nose and wipe it on somebody. Like, that was my favorite thing to do.
No, like, I'm going to veto that one. The nose picking
about?
And wiping.
Dude, you got a bat in a
that
cave. You
that
get
wasn't
that
your
out.
Jam?
You get
well,
that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, get around.
If
like, don't wipe it on someone else.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, you do.
No,
yeah.
you don't.
If that dickhead's been torturing everybody for a school year, he gets boogers on him. Mm-hmm. Then when he gets off the bus, you chase him a little bit.
Listen, I have no sympathy for weirdos in elementary school because I had a kid that used to pluck my hair out of my head and save it because he wanted to clone me.
Oh, okay. My God.
That sounds like
that
hey
kid's
going to
be Elon Musk in
yeah.
like 30 years.
That
you better watch out. There's going to be 15,000 Lizzes on this planet.
He's going to be a pedophile.
You should have married that guy. He sounds like a keeper.
No.
He sounds like he's already dead in jail.
I would have to imagine somebody shanked him in prison already.
He probably died early this morning, you know?
I think that what you want to do is marry the guy, get real good life insurance on him, and then tell him you're cheating on him with a guy who could easily kill him. And then he goes in, tries to kill that guy, but the other guy kills him, and now you and the other guy.
See, that
rich.
Doesn't work. What if he's a full beta and he's like, I'm out?
That's, I mean, like if everything goes perfect.
You underestimate.
In she's into murder porn.
You,
which is perfect.
You really underestimate how weird this kid was. Like, I think. Like
you gotta get in there. Your hair.
I would know.
Yeah. And then I approached him about it on the bus. Keep in mind, I'm like 8 years old. And I'm
oh,
like,
nice. Like, 8 years old,
nice.
This is happening.
Nice.
Like, yeah, literally.
Crikey.
I was like, hey.
That's pretty young, kind.
Hey, bud. Someone mentioned that you've been pulling my hair out in class. Is that true? And he just went, oh, yeah.
At 8 years old, though, that's the right answer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't.
The weird kid's not going to lie about it. The weird kid's going to tell you every excruciating detail.
He
about
was like, yeah. He's like, I just think you're so wonderful. I really would like to clone you one day.
Mm.
And I was like,
and he
okay.
had no idea that was weird.
Then he
I
turned
love
his
that.
Head and started whispering, I start my project. You're like, what's that? That's so creepy.
Dude.
8-year-olds are like, what, third grade though?
Yeah.
It makes it like, it's creepy.
Excuse
but it makes sense that an 8-year-old would do that.
Yeah.
I have no idea how old
Where
people are.
Where do you
learn
the word clone from?
Good for you for knowing that.
Yeah, I just work with kids.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that you,
for
you
much
molest
longer.
Kids.
If you keep up,
exactly.
those, if you keep up those jokes, you're going to be working with adults.
I know. I want to. I don't want to, but that's what I'm going to go towards because it's just more sustainable.
They're like, I like her jokes.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're more likely to get it away with it with the kids because you're one step removed from an adult, because who narked
that
you
is
out?
True.
I see what you're saying.
Who narked you out? It wasn't the kid who narked you out.
Right.
It was the adult.
Right, but it's like in colleges, there's no virtue to protect. Do you know what I mean? Like college teachers, mm-hmm. they swear in class, like they can do whatever. Any type of anything to 12th grade, like you really can't.
It's like dating. I could not teach.
Yeah.
College age kids now. Like,
and
their standard of what is and is not acceptable.
And you can't express any political opinion, which I do agree with for the most part.
Oh, you sure as hell can. If you say, everyone should get abortions, they'd be like, woo!
No, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, I doubt it. I really doubt it.
You can, but like, there's
laws. Well, like, K through 12, they try to.
No, we're talking about college kids. In college, that's
Oh, no, I'm talking about in
No. Okay,
No, you can in college. You can do all you want in college.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
That's what I'm saying is, like, I can tell pedophile abortion jokes all I want in college. College
Your
kids,
parents
yeah.
are
I could say that in class to college students
right.
if I'm at a community
right.
college. If I'm in 10th grade English, I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a parent finds out that I'm telling a joke and they, and mind you, I didn't anticipate it till years down the line when I got bigger, but mama, she came through, she helped a bitch out.
I love my daughter very much, but those jokes are awful, what she says about her nephew.
I just imagine her talking to them.
Awful.
And she's like, my daughter told jokes. She told jokes about molesting her nephew. And they're like, oh, my God. Like, did she tell him in the classroom? No, she was at a comedy sketch.
What'd your aunt say? Or your uncle or whoever's kid it was?
How many times did you think?
My sister. She,
oh. Her sister's
also
bad.
I'm never seeing her children again.
Now let me ask
you
this.
Oh, wow. So the whole fam's fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is your pops that way?
My sister's the worst. So my...
No, they've been texting this whole time, probably.
My stepdad's so cool. He just does whatever my mom does. And
oh,
my
he's along for the ride.
He's such a beta. Like, the definition of a beta that, like, he had no chance. So, like, we've been texting, like, we're fine, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it's funny, though, is because at the same time, how do you know he's not just beta-ing to you?
He,
you know what I mean? Like,
might be, but it's only for my benefit. Like, cause
well, that's why he's doing it for your mother too. He just baited everybody.
Yeah, but like that's fine. Like, I guess
for you, yeah. When it's beneficial.
I
to
think
you.
We said it before. Somebody dies, and you're back in. That's it. That's how it works.
But I
somebody
don't
in a family will
be,
pass away.
Like, why would I want to be close to people that were that shitty to me? You know,
true. I mean,
because it's fun to get
especially
them
if they're not changing. If they're listen. if they're not showing
I don't let
any...
my friends treat me that way. I don't. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
I
not
thought
let family.
We had a clear understanding, an eye for an eye. So if you get to do it to me, I get to do it to you. Our ways are just different. Like, hey, I'm back into the family. Looks like I'm gonna dig up some dirt.
Why
you
would
know
I
what
want?
I mean?
Like, I don't even want. I just want to wipe
that
my hands
be,
of it.
Dude, 70 years old. You release all the family secrets.
That would be dope.
That would be dope.
That
shit.
Would be dope.
Do you have what family secrets?
And by the time we're dead.
I think my mom was married a fourth time she never told me about.
Wow.
My dad told me that when I was like a teenager. Well, he said it in a car where he thought I was sleeping.
What?
And I was not sleeping.
Wait.
Was he venting?
And I
know because I'm a dad
best
and I do that.
Way.
I
mean, he was.
I don't
he was venting to his friend.
I don't want to pry too much, but like.
Pry away. I haven't thought about this in a long time.
Well, you said that you have a stepdad and you said you have a dad.
Yeah.
Dad alive? He's a living person?
Yes. Dad's alive. He's living. He hasn't talked to me for 3 years because he's mentally ill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
We should call him, talk to him about your mom, see what he says.
He wants to talk to me again, so I'll probably, but I'm nervous too.
Like, did your mother disown you too?
This just happened with my mom. He's so sensitive because he's super, he has like BPD and whatever, like he just has a lot of issues.
I don't know what BPD means. Borderline. Bipolar disorder.
Close. Borderline personality disorder.
Okay, so it's totally different.
Well, it's close. They're related.
Yeah, us bipolar people aren't that nuts.
With just her one father, she has five personalities.
Like, I was really set up to fail. Like, I think I'm doing well with what I've been given.
Well. Yeah, you seem relatively sane.
I think so. But yeah, so.
Damaged, but sane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. It's all good. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, but we haven't. But what I'm nervous is, like, I'm gonna speak to him again probably once I settle down in Chicago for, like, a couple weeks and I have, like, some time to think. Like, I'll call him and whatever. But what happens in 3 months when he sees one of my sets talking about fucking him? You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
But he's just gonna then I'm going to have another parent, like, giving me the business.
My dad's heard me say horrible things about him on stage. And he just kind of...
Yeah.
No, but okay.
You're talking about a man that told me to not call him or ever contact him again unless I needed a kidney. Like,
my dad?
My dad.
Well, that was very nice of him.
I know. Well, he was considerate.
My thoughts would be, well, I'm going to get to drinking because I want to see you. We'll see you this weekend. I miss you, big guy.
But like, he sees you. I don't know how he feels some type of way.
Come on,
know.
Man. How much Fireball do you have behind the bar? You wouldn't have to do straight Everclear to kill your liver or your kidney.
Your kidneys, I don't know how you get them to fail. But I'm sure I can find
Stab it.
That'll do it. That'll
She's
do
like,
it.
Take a trip to India. Because that's where they harvest most kidneys.
Hey,
if you had to lose one like appendage, one sensory organ, what would you lose?
Appendix.
Like, you're talking like a whole arm or like a finger?
Sensory.
Whole.
Sensory. The whole thing. From like the hip down or the shoulder down?
We'll say like, let's say one sense. One sense.
One of the five senses.
Yeah. You don't have the ability to have one of your senses.
Oh, boy.
I'll say so the five senses of touch, feel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very good.
Sight, sound, smell, touch.
Taste
and smell are the same, empathy, but they're not. No.
They're connected, but they're not. Yeah, they're different.
So they count that as two different ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So theoretically, hypothetically, if you lost sense... Scent, you could still taste it.
I definitely go with smell.
Me too.
That's so easy.
It's such a bullshit.
Can you just say
we're gonna take smell out of the running because it's a fucking low hanging.
All right, so out of the four,
yeah, out of the four real senses,
eyes, ears, touch, and
you gotta go taste.
I feel like taste.
I'm not losing taste. Absolutely not.
You'd rather be what?
Here's the thing. Sign language is like a thing.
I love food more than a lot of people.
You imagine
I know.
Trying to do comedy,
and I would still probably pick taste.
Oh, you're right.
Did you guys see the deaf guy doing comedy at Parkway?
Thomas.
Like?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was nearly impossible.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean.
No, he did it. He did it through his phone pretty well.
I think
he's catching it. I think he's getting it. I think it's a really hard medium to do.
Yeah, it'll never pan out for more than a novelty. You can't have your phone say your jokes in a monotone voice and have it work forever. You can't do an hour special over your phone.
Yeah.
I bet you can.
But I think this is just, I think he could innovate it, where it's not you talking to your phone.
If he got that big, I think if he did it to deaf audiences.
Maybe he could get somebody to, like, read his jokes for it and, like, say them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you could elevate it to something that would work.
Yeah, but if you had somebody read your jokes, it'd be like that guy who is blind who runs in the Special Olympics. He has a sighted guy run holding his hand next to him. So essentially he loses every race to the guy who he hired to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
people are always going to be like, you're not really that good a runner because you can't even outrun the guy that you bring with you. So
I don't know. I agree that like I don't see it happening, but I'm not going to say,
yeah, you should probably get a better blind guy.
I think you could do it to deaf audiences.
I think you're rude thinking that guy can't
run. I think you could sign to deaf audiences.
He's a fucking spotter.
Yeah.
But I can't speak sign language.
Spotters start training, man.
Yeah. You guys are fucking giving this blind guy a bunch of shit.
He's deaf.
What?
The guy who was running the track that you
were talking about.
But you're acting like his lead man is not the problem. You said he's got a guy that runs with him, right?
Right, right.
Then that guy needs to be fast because it sounds like he's slow as shit, making the blind guy so slow as shit.
Is that what you think?
Can't they let
the blind guy do like a separate trial where they can just like
have bumpers like in bowling?
Can't we?
No, that's
just running down the fucking. Can't. Bouncing off both sides of the way.
No,
Why don't you just do it like in his lane? You put a shock collar around his waist, and then if he steps outside of his lane or starts to veer towards it, it vibrates on his waist.
You could put like a remote control car in front of him that like had like a whistle.
Oh, it would be like one of those little race car tracks that you got for Christmas. You remember that?
So it's an entirely different sport at this point. It's not anywhere near resembling what it was supposed to be.
Well, he could chase like a remote control car that made noise.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Yeah. Exactly. Like that. I don't know. It's fucking something.
But what if there was like
The visual.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's pretty depressing. I tried to make a joke out of it.
Dude, if I was competing against him, I knew I would look at that thing too, and I would probably run right into somebody. You know, I'm very sorry. That would be horrible.
I'm very sorry.
Speaking of the Olympics, it's coming up. You guys watch the Summer Olympics?
It's here already.
Is it here right now? That tells you how much I give a fuck. Is it happening right now? Is it really?
Is it?
I don't think it is. Olympics? I think sky's high.
No,
he just got no idea.
The Olympics. You didn't get your notifications? Come on, people. You don't fall.
No, I didn't.
Unreal.
It's in Tokyo.
I'm just sad that, like.
Tokyo.
I'm just sad, like, they're trying to make them fuck less.
Japan has the sexiest.
They're making them
fuck
less in the Olympics?
World.
Yeah. They
gave
them.
Oh, because of COVID.
They gave them, like, the cardboard beds.
That's horseshit. COVID's not sexually transmitted.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. You're a bunch of the most athletic people in the world. Yeah. If you want to fuck, go ahead and fuck for 2 weeks.
They say
Who
that.
Cares?
They do say
they
that.
They used to hand out, like, bowls of condoms at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And also, I want to be like, is a cardboard bed going to stop the most athletic people in the world? They're going to find some other place to
well,
fuck.
Well, we figured this out a long time ago. Cardboard is actually their weakness.
The Olympians? That's their
the Olympians cannot handle cardboard.
I don't know if that's fact. I'm going to have to research that later. But for the time being, we'll just say that they do not like paper products.
I like how they just tried to reuse the boxes for all the shit they're putting. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, we have
we
all
just
this.
Build everything. Just burn the boxes in the back. You know what? Use them as bedding. Use them as bedding.
I'm so lost. They have cardboard beds. I do get this.
Yes.
I was just saying from building the place, like if you're unpacking. I just skipped the whole.
The anti-sex beds at the Olympics.
Well, the Olympics in general is pretty depressing this year. They don't even have an audience.
Yeah.
Let alone
it's dismal.
No sex. I mean, that.
Yeah.
I agree
people,
with you, though.
Hang on. People are fucking.
How many
That's
super,
right.
People are
That's
fucking.
Right.
But the fact that they are trying to oppress the fucking, I mean, let them have their fun.
Well, this is what I want to know. Is there an arrangement to build Olympians? This is what this sport has been for so many years. It's like, listen, a lot of these people are going to fuck. We're going to need athletes.
Yeah. We're going to need super
athletes. I think it's the fact
that
20,000 of, like, the most physically
genetically
hot
speaking,
people.
That
like,
bloodline.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And what are the odds that they're going to be like horribly hurt by COVID? They're like the healthiest people on earth. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
I think the fear would be more spreading it, right? Because then you're going back to how many countries and taking it?
Well, let's think about this. How many people become parents after the Olympics? You know what I mean?
I think it's
let's
pretty.
Let's get to the facts.
It's pretty easy to
they
quarantine
just
them.
Hand out a lot of Plan B.
Yeah. I mean, you would think, right? I don't know.
Yeah, just say 14 days after you come back.
You slide
you don't
it
get
under
to
your door every morning.
You want
to
be here?
Hilton.
Right.
Whatever
yeah.
it is. You know
that would
I mean?
Kind of understand the biology of it.
They give
it
you
is.
A breakfast of like
but
a
no
white
one gives a shit about the biology
B.
of it. Yeah. They give about the optics.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't have people.
Brother.
Can I grab one?
Yes. Which?
Whatever you got. If you got a blue one.
I got more of them, yeah.
Yeah, hit me with that.
No thanks to Ian Dougherty.
Fuck Ian Dougherty. Thank you, bud.
So you're making this move.
I'm
you're making
I'm
this
going.
Move.
Have you been to the house you're going to live in?
OUT.
No. No. Don't even know if I'm getting this apartment that I've applied for.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I thought you said you were moving in with an old friend.
I am. Yeah. But she's from New York, so we're both moving to Chicago together.
The Hornet likes to gamble.
You know me. You know me.
You got enough money for like 3 months rent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's you're like, absolutely fine.
That's what I do. Like half of, but these, like, whatever. The big issue is with these renters is my dog. He's a pit bull, so he's technically a violent breed. And I'm like, I have him insured personally. So if anything ever did happen.
Put a pink bow on him.
Aren't there fake names for pit bulls you can look up on the internet? Because I
probably.
Know,
but this place that I'm applying to now, it's.
It all goes
people
back
call him like American Bulldog
it
or something.
Right.
American
like
Bulldog
that.
Is one thing, but anything that's known as bull. Terrier,
right?
Sometimes
I'm telling you, there's breed names that are technically
that are very, very, yeah,
they're
I know
technically accurate that you can write down so
I
you
know.
Can skirt the rules.
And also, Tater is like the least aggressive dog.
Well, that's the thing. But anybody that's afraid of pit bulls isn't going to get to meet him. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to want to, you know.
What's the dog's name? Tater.
I mean, look.
I sent him a video of him, and Tater's like, eh. I'm like, this dog's not attacking
anybody. I believe that your dog is not ever going to hurt anybody. But if tomorrow somebody came up to me and said, oh, yeah, Kaylee's dog killed a kid yesterday, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
It makes sense why they even train them to, like, fight other dogs. Like, they're... His jowls, like the muscles in his face. I'm like, every time, I'm like, you could kill me. You could literally kill me if you wanted to. You're just so domesticated, you won't. Yeah. Like,
and has he ever eaten blood?
He's tasted it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's probably eaten regular dead meat, but never like a warm.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because the dogs can change. We had a Brittany Spaniel, which is like a hunting breed.
Don't scare me. Fuck.
Yeah, and if once it killed something, it this is awesome.
Really?
And it would not stop killing
he
shit.
He tries to kill shit. Like, he'll, like, chase birds. He'll chase squirrels. I'm like, he's so fat. And, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, you're not limber.
He is the size of my 13-year-old sister, and they will just, like, lay on the bed together.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's just...
He's a porker.
He's a porker.
He's a porker.
I think as a landlord, honestly...
I love dogs like
but
that.
But I have an insurance as a thing, which is for that reason, that I'm like... If anything were to happen, nothing else ever, but like if he were to bite somebody, that insurance would I'm personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wouldn't fall on the landlord.
Well, because
I think as a landlord, though, it's more like those redlining laws, you know? Like,
well, they
where they like make shit illegal so certain type of people don't live there.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that this is a race thing, but I'm just saying like a dog thing. Like people who own pit bulls don't take care of apartments usually as well as somebody who owns like, say, a high fluting poodle. Yeah.
Well, that's why like I adopted him from like the shelter. That's why there's so many pit bulls in the shelter.
Are you dog racist?
I am people racist. I'm not people. I'm people.
Yes! We got him!
Hey, next.
We got him!
The stereo trap.
Next week, I will be tearing all of the carpet out of an apartment that two overweight white people had a pit bull in for 7 years, and I guarantee you I will be throwing up in my mouth the whole time because it is nothing but dog shit apartment. I'm just saying, like, I've walked into more houses with pit bulls.
Why is it the dog's
with
fault?
Dog shit
usually it falls on the
and
poodles.
And I think that's the fear, right? It's not necessarily the animal.
Hey,
it's like who's training
for a while?
Exactly. And the people who buy pit bulls aren't the same people who buy...
You know what I mean?
True.
I don't know. A Great Dane.
They're like gentrifying white women, or they're like...
Listen, if you let wild animals be wild animals, it goes unobserved, okay? But if you invite them into your life and you get annoyed by them and that kind of shit happens where they end up in a house with two fat people.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not necessarily
the dog's
fault.
Well, what I found is that most
apartment
companies...
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the landlord is trying to keep lowlifes, not dogs, out of their apartment.
But the breed always...
Because the lowlifes are going to let the dog piss everywhere.
To that point, the apartments I found that have no breed restrictions... Are the more expensive apartments,
right?
Now, they're like, oh, if you can pay $1,500, if the two of you can pay $1,500 a month to live here, okay, you're probably going to take care of your dog.
Yeah, you're probably going to take care of your dog. Exactly. If you can afford.
Now, is he allowed to have? No, I think your dog is allowed to have offenses, a criminal record. If he has so many offenses, then
no, dude, they'll youth right away.
Right
if, you, if he
First
bites somebody
offense.
Else,
yeah.
If
yeah.
they if they want to euthanize him,
if they draw blood or whatever, if they leave a mark, it's just like people abuse. Like when you hit.
Whoa! Making his point.
Right time,
and it leaves a mark later. I think the same thing with a dog; they just get to kill it.
Yeah, oh. Which is crazy. But I mean, I understand why. But like, it's crazy.
That dog we had, that Brittany Spaniel, my dad was running around our block. Our block, because we live in the country, was 3.5 miles or whatever. And another guy's dog ran out and barked at that dog, and it was after it got the taste for blood. It was like, oh fuck yeah! And it just it went right for that dog and. Tore its belly open and its guts fell out onto the ground.
Oh my god.
And then they took that dog to the vet and we paid for the vet bills and
the burial.
That guy was nice enough to not report it to the police because the police would have, just like you're saying, come
got
the dog, our dog.
Exactly.
And it.
But spaniels are hunting dogs, no?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
right.
A bird dog.
Pit bulls are not.
Yes, they are.
They're fighting dogs.
They're not fighting dogs.
They're not hunting. That dog cannot
half something terrier. They are bred for hunting, basically.
They're bred for fighting.
They're bred for taking down bulls, originally. That's why they're called a pit bull, because there was a pit full of cattle, and then the pit bull would run up,
bite
the nose of it, and smother it till it fell down.
All
right, you get yours, bitch.
That's what
pit
it
bulls
do.
Are so tiny compared to bulls. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it would just latch onto its nose and snout so that it couldn't.
Yeah, he does too. I do know the trick, though, that if he's ever...
Steer. And then if do dogs, whatever this respond.
Every dog trick, but I've always thought, like, if Tater did, like, because he's had, like, bad reactions to dogs before, and we're like, all right, let's just get them apart, because they're not going to like each other. Where I'm like, if he did ever bite a dog, what you're supposed to do, stick your finger in its butthole.
That's what they say.
So I'm prepared.
And you're just waiting. You can't wait.
Because Tater, like, if you have, like, a little dog,
she's
maybe
had that
you can cry.
Finger condom for a year and a half, dude.
But maybe if you have, like, a Pomeranian, you can pry its jaws apart. I'm not going to be able to pry this dog's, like, the booty finger is the only thing that's going to work.
It's your only defense.
It's it. And I'm ready, and I'm prepared, and I know that maybe
I don't think
the day
I would
come.
Do that. I don't think I would stick my finger in
the
dog's
mouth.
Just make sure you have one finger that's clipped. Don't be a bitch. You know what I
if
mean?
It was
don't
trying
be like,
to kill a person,
hey, I got
I
these
guess.
Nails. Welcome to that
That
world.
Would get his attention more, though. You think he'd drop his
I
whatever?
I think he would turn around and probably
Tater doesn't
give
get
you
mad
a nip
when
it.
I'm taking him on a walk. Like, that would be
I know, he better behave himself.
I guess I might have to do that if it was attacking a person.
You'd have to. Dude, even if it was attacking a dog, I feel like the adrenaline, you wouldn't even think. You'd just be like, what do I do? Okay. Like,
I know enough.
You would just do it.
I'm tired of you punching me in the face.
I know some pressure points and stuff I would try before I put my thumb up a dog's ass. I don't know.
I think it would be gross for a minute, and then you go home and, like, wash your hands a couple times, and then
honestly, in the moment, I'd probably... The finger is also your best, like, easiest target. Like, the finger in the butt is,
I know in the moment I wouldn't think twice about it. Because I know what I'm supposed to do. So if the adrenaline kicked in, it would just happen.
So how many times a year do you surprise guys with proctology exams, you know?
Oh, bang! So often. I try often.
Who is the guy who discovered the dog let go when he shoved it up his ass?
I'll tell you what, he stopped his bullshit right quick.
I will be honest. Sure, I'm going to guess Kaylee puts her fingers up more dudes' butts than I do. If I had
no,
to guess.
No, because I've never. But I always try.
I've never tried.
They're all prudes.
They're all so lame. They're all so lame, dude.
You're like,
they know the moment you ask. You're like, nah, man, put your legs up.
I don't ask.
Up.
You think
put
I ask?
Put your legs up. Put your legs up.
I don't.
A guy will go, no.
Sky, you letting a you gonna let a finger slide up? Slide up the old
listen,
exit?
Dude. I've been surprised. Chicks play tricks.
Thank
dude.
You. Thank you, Sky.
Chicks play tricks, and you're like, oh, and you're done. You're done real
because
quick,
you
dude.
Physically
like
you have
a booster
prostate.
Shot. You're like, holy shit.
You are physically wired to enjoy it. Have you ever gotten a finger up the ass?
No, I have not.
Would
I,
you?
No, I would
Why?
Not.
Why?
Because I'm doing fine without it.
I've always
you could
it's
do
the same reason I won't use heroin. I'm sure it's a great listen. Time, but I don't want to get hooked.
But there's no game. But what negative could come from it?
Where I'd have to have fingers like, up my ass all the time.
No, you wouldn't. You
he has an addictive personality.
I mean, like, yeah. hey.
You're like, I can't.
This
I, need,
doing,
I need a fist.
Yeah,
I need
this
a.
Ain't
hey, when you get home from work,
I need a Five Guy burger.
And now I've got to, like, clean my asshole before I go have sex all the time.
To be clear, it's only happened to me. To be clear, it's only happened to me twice.
It's really not that.
I think the deal I'm going to start making with men is that, like, I've never done anal, but I'm like, if you want to do anal, okay. Yeah. I'm going to stick a finger up your butt.
Yeah.
That's just going to be the transaction.
Like,
see,
you
here's
first,
the thing.
You first.
Right.
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 See,
men
listen,
have a
and you know the cool thing about
anal? Them? I have no desire to stick my finger up a man's butt. So, like, I feel like that's a difference.
Yeah, I wonder that. Why
see,
are chicks
I don't
so
though.
Interested?
I don't,
listen.
I am not. If you
what?
Know.
This see,
unless I am in love with you, absolutely not.
Here's the disadvantage you're, to that.
The asshole fingers for love? Is that what
no,
you
no,
said?
No, the
oh,
anal,
okay, okay,
anal.
Okay.
So, in return, maybe asshole finger. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, you can always trick them because you're like, dude, look at the thickness. It's, you know what I mean? But you girls are already
but
used
to
that.
But my thing is, like, I'm trying to get it in before they
word
notice.
Whereas he's never only worked. Used to that when he has diarrhea.
You've tried this, though, right?
Like, jokingly. I've never actually been like, I'm getting in the asshole. But I've tried and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
That's
nothing.
That's what I want to hear about. I want to hear about the reactions.
No. Dudes get, like, really weird about
it. Is it, like, standing up and, like.
They get really weird. Most of the time, the dudes know I'm.
But I'm a picture.
So here's the thing. I don't do it to dudes who are, like, serious and, like, I don't know. That, like, I've like, this is, like, the first
I don't do it to the guys that I'm fucking that I don't know.
Because they get mad.
See, here's the thing.
No.
Those are probably the guys who are like, hey, let me bend over for you, babe.
No, no, no.
Get your fingers
some
in
of them
there.
Get mad and, like, weirdly, like, weird about it. So I'll only do it to, like, goofy guys that I know that I'm friends with. Exactly.
You trust.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. But
people,
I do
people
try
who
it.
Unlikely
remember
to
that time
you.
We spit in each other's mouths?
Yeah, people who
mouths,
don't
kind of stick my
give me, like,
ass,
I'm going to murder you vibes.
Just like a nice fist bump.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man, you remember that time I let you piss in my ear? Let me stick my fingers in your ass. I know.
It's so cute
I know,
that you think I ask.
It's crazy. I know, we're only in the first
quarter. Are you even trying to use... I mean, I don't want to get... I guess I do want to get into it, actually. Do you put lube on your finger, at least?
I have never.
What are you talking about?
Spit on the finger?
I've never even gotten so far as to get anything near it. So, you know, I would...
Listen, if he's on top and you're grabbing his ass, that's how it happened to me the first time. She was literally grabbing my ass. And she was like, ding. No, this was the girl before my wife.
Ooh, oh,
somebody's
spicy.
Jelly.
No, I did not like it either time.
You just said that it was like a boost.
Oh, yeah, you come immediately. I'm not, I'm not saying it's enjoyable. I'm saying it's a pretty, like, you don't talk to that person for 2 days.
Really?
No, you just surprised me like that.
Because you're embarrassed?
That's a pretty mean practice.
Oh, was that a surprise?
Yeah.
So she did a Kaylee.
What the hell is it? Oh, you. She did a you. Here we go.
It's kind of like It's kind of like a tubing, but different.
Guess what? I'm not taking my Claire's rings off either. So have fun getting those out.
Claire's? Oh my god, I haven't heard that name. And so, do you guys even know what a Claire's is?
Oh, of course. Like, yeah. I when I was a kid.
I didn't know if malls were dead before you.
No, we had malls.
Malls used to be.
I think we were probably like the very last era. Yeah, that, like because we were 12, 13. Like the malls, going to the movies, like just walking around. But I think probably by the time we got to college, so within like 5 years, it was dead.
Cell phone killed all those things.
Yeah.
Because people used to have to go somewhere in hopes of running into people.
Sure.
But now there's no hopes. You just call them. You say, well, you
can literally see them on maps sometimes. If you're on Snapchat,
exactly.
If you have their number.
Exactly.
That's weird too. I've had a couple friends in, like, not often, but like every once in a while, like, they'll just be like, hey, I'll be like, oh, I'm busy tonight. I'm doing whatever. They're like, but you're here. And I'm like, what? How'd you see? And it's on an app or something that I'm like,
oh, see, I turn my location off on everything.
See, I don't, because I don't think about it. I'm like, who's a weirdo that's going to be looking at my location? I don't. So when a person is like, oh, this is your location, I'm like, fuck you? That's weird.
Yeah, I struggle with why I haven't just given in. Like, I don't have TikTok, for instance.
I don't have TikTok either.
Because, like, somebody told me China wants me to have TikTok, so I'm like, I'm not going to help them out. But, like,
right.
Anybody who wants to figure out who I am and where I am can figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, I do use my phone for enough
But a lot
things.
Of people's, like, yeah, their sense of identity comes from that, though.
Their
it comes
what?
From their sense of identity comes from their, like, social media persona. And nobody really, like, but, like, you know what I mean? On a higher level, I guess.
No.
Like, people that make money from it.
Okay, so.
Not even,
you're saying I don't have the desire because I'm not wrapped up in it?
Not necessarily. Mm. I kind of. It's like, I think you don't. I don't know. I also think it's fucked up when people do worship social media, but there's so many people out there that, like, they live on social media.
Yeah.
And that's their sense of joy. That's their sense of happiness. And even if they're not, like, a lot of them make money from it and stuff, but, like, I can't imagine that microcosm, like, most that you're dedicating most of your brain power and serotonin to, like, this artificial reality that isn't real.
The feedback is something fierce. And I don't understand. Like, if you walk around in the real world, there's a lot of real world feedback, and it's not. It's nowhere near as harsh as the online.
You get it all the time, right? If people avert their eyes, that's feedback.
Yeah,
if people step closer to you, that's feedback.
Exactly.
Like, that's all. You're constantly getting these interpersonal.
Right. And even, like social and political and all that stuff, like, there's real world observations you can make about it. You
can't,
if you, but people don't do that anymore. They just
look on
the internet.
Online media is manipulated.
See,
and when I post this tweet, like, it's not. Like, it's what I've thought about for the last 10 minutes, and I've worded it correctly. Like, it's not real. It's me. You know what I mean? It's like when people look at stand-up comedy, and they're like, oh, that's what you think, right? Like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Like, no. I've worked on this joke for months. I've written it out 7 times. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with what is true.
I do, yeah.
Right. It's just, and I feel like that's kind of like with social media, but people conflate the two. Like, if you post this, if you do that, then you are the sum of that.
I think a lot of people are that, and that's why they think that, because all of us just assume that everyone works on the same operating system as we do for some reason. We're like, yeah, I say this and I mean it. So when other people say this, they mean it.
Right.
And I don't know.
Nothing
I
feels
don't.
Authentic anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I don't know.
I think
weigh in. Weigh in.
Me?
Guy.
Dude, it's see, we live on a world. We need to be notified. That's the problem, dude.
It's that. Did you guys watch that documentary on Netflix?
Which,
The Social Dilemma?
No,
I deleted it. I heard it, but I didn't. I heard of it, but
I think
no.
You'd both be in it. But it's basically like the psychology of how social media is manipulating you, and like if no matter what trajectory you're going on, what it's going to do is if you're super left, super right, super whatever,
yeah.
it's going to force you into that. And like the and there's so much money to be made. They're like, if you can influence people's opinion, if a business can influence people's opinion in 1% one direction,
right.
that's worth so much money.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is like there's real world feedback and a lot of people ignore what they don't see in the real world.
Right.
And just glom on to what they're right. told is happening in the real world. They're like, my apps tell me that this is a problem. Yeah. Yes, I've never run into it. But still, I've heard that it is a problem. Well, so
that's
is.
Why they have the this suggested for you because you listened to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly. All
they don't even tell you anymore. They just say, "Here it is."
Right. You can pick from these videos now. Right. I'm like, I did want to watch all of these videos. Yeah. How did you fucking know?
Even if you have iTunes, it will always force you back to their main screen in order to browse.
Yeah,
new I shit.
All those predatory.
It doesn't matter if you've been listening to the same. Artist and they have 14 albums for 2 days. It will always take you back to the main menu in order to get you to browse what's new.
Well, and also there's stats kept on all these sites for interactions, as they call them. So anytime you right. click on something on a website, that's an interaction with that website. And interactions are how advertisement companies calculate your value as a website.
Right.
So if your website has 500 interactions, that's better than someone who has 25 interactions. But in reality, it's because you've designed your website to have to click here to read more, click here to read more,
yeah.
click here to read more, and stuff like that. You know.
All right, so could we all agree to do a challenge? Imagine just using the apps for what you need them for.
I pretty much
more.
Do.
There's like
nothing more.
I think you probably do, but there's very like what would you consider necessary apps?
So for the things you do. Okay, let's say if you keep your calendar, things like that. If you keep a calendar on your phone, but you limit the way you use it, you know, instead of just parousing.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I struggle with. I'm so stupid that I won't keep my calendar on my phone because I think the government's going to look at my calendar. Who the fuck cares? You know what I mean? What's on my calendar? Yeah. But I still have a paper calendar.
I just like
upstairs.
Writing things.
Yeah, I use mine too, but I still like to keep it just in case you forget. You
know I think it would be hard for like 3 days.
Imagine if you just use Facebook to figure out when the mics were.
That's all I use it for, honestly.
Yeah, I think it would be hard for like 3 days, and then it would be like, oh, this is great.
Facebook is the absolute worst because
it's not
a linear timeline. Like the first thing you see might have happened 1 hour ago, but the second thing
and
is
it's
like
nobody
2 or 3 days ago.
Talking. It's always like your great aunt that like shouldn't know how to use. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's none of the people you want to hear from.
Oh baby,
I won't interact with it simply because it's out of date. Everything that I see on Facebook happened 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So if I want to comment, then I look at what I'm commenting on and realize that person wrote that 3 days ago, and I'm like, this person's not thinking.
That's why I like
anymore.
Twitter, but Twitter is also such a microcosm that it's like hard to get well-rounded opinions because you find yourself leaning one way or another. Then like all of your suggestions and everything are.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of just writing your opinion and throwing it out there and people can like it or not. And I like that concept.
The only one I use recreationally is Instagram pretty much. Mm-hmm. And even that is, it's not much. As much recreation as I almost feel an obligation to create some kind of social media so that people can look. Because if I ever do want or get successful with comedy, people are going to want to see I have some online presence.
Sure.
So you know what I mean? So I have to create original content somewhere.
Sure.
So Instagram seems to be the least toxic of all of the platforms that
maybe,
I've interacted with.
Maybe.
So that's where I get funneled. What are you writing down?
I'm writing down whatever I want to write down.
All right.
My business, these are my secrets. No, I'm just joking.
I bet it would have been nice to move to Chicago in that Jeep.
No, she wrecked that.
A lot more room.
You never told me how you wrecked it.
That's what I was going to ask.
Because it wasn't
at.
A
so
good
I haven't
story.
Heard either.
Liz knows the story.
Because now you're in a compact car, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it. I've always kind of wanted an Elantra, but it's still a fun story.
I've always kind of wanted. This is the first time anyone has ever said that. I've always kind of wanted a Hyundai Elantra.
I just think they look cool. I think they're cool looking. They're like a girly car.
It's zippy. They are fast. They're fun.
Bathroom? It's straight through that door and take a right. There's teepee in there, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight through that door and
it's
take a right.
It's a cold sit, dude. It's a cold sit.
No, you don't have to
You're
be. We don't care.
No, but it was the craziest thing because like I was at
the shoe door and the light switch is on the left.
I would use your phone as a light source.
Light switch is on the left of that right now. Right now. Look
left. 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 Left.
There's a light switch.
Left. Use your fingers.
There it is. There it is. And now you can see
Thanks.
Heyo.
She's not allowed to make a blonde joke when she comes back. Do you understand? She's not allowed to make a blonde joke when she comes back. I'm very upset.
You make one.
No, you.
She's not blonde.
I know she's faking it, but she's going to come back. That's kind of what she's going to use that.
When Liz gets fake tits, she's going to be great in Vegas.
So awesome.
That's one of the sad parts about being in comedy now is you can't make all the old hack jokes. Mm. Like you feel like a hack when you're like, oh, you like tell an old blonde joke. Like the other day I saw a guy writing some on Facebook about motorcycles, and there's this old hack joke. What do Harleys and hunting dogs have in common? They both love to ride in the back of a truck. And I was going to make the joke, and then I typed it out, and I was like, you're fucking hack, and I deleted it. Yeah.
Like, sometimes, do you ever do that, where you're, like, starting to write a joke, and you're like, no, this is Chappelle. Like you write in somebody else's voice, or you kind of write, like...
I've written jokes where I knew that they were...
That's what I'm saying. Like sometimes I'll start writing, and I'm like, this is funny, this is good, and I'm like... Oh, this is like a ripoff of this joke. It's like different, but it's not, you know?
I call that manner-wise.
I've got one joke that I steal.
And I sometimes have to be like, oh, kill that joke because it's not original.
We talking about people stealing jokes?
We weren't.
No, we were talking about writing in someone else's voice. I have one that I intentionally write in Andrew Dice Clay's voice, and it's a tribute.
Okay.
You know,
do you say like this is Andrew?
I do that with the
no, but at the end I go because everyone knows that you're obviously. Right. And some people think that I'm stealing the joke from Dice because it's so dead on a Dice style joke, but I wrote the joke.
I'm into that. Yeah,
I do that with Pablo Francisco all the time, dude, because he's awesome. That's where that movie voice comes from. But you guys probably don't know.
Yeah, you're sad. Too cool for.
I don't know about Pablo. I know his name.
You don't know about Pablo Francisco?
No. Bobby? Pops?
Pablo Bobby Francisco. Friends? Yeah.
Bobby Friends?
Popular. He's very known for his Arnold Schwarzenegger little tortilla boy joke.
Tortilla?
Tortilla.
That sounds like something Carlos, what's his name?
Mencia?
No, damn it. I was trying to do the Wiener joke. What's his name? Anthony Wiener?
Carlos Anthony Danger.
Carlos Danger.
That sounds like the way Carlos Danger would say tortilla.
Did you get that?
Yeah, he would. Did you Carlos get... Danger.
This is Carlos Danger. Danger. Did you get my email? I'm ready to eat your nachos.
Jesus, this thing's killing me.
Yeah, you're really going for it tonight.
Yes, you better stop hitting that thing.
I love how aggressively Brady Bunch this basement is.
You know what that is dead on. Yeah, you're right. It is very
like boring. I feel like Alice could be hanging out back here. It's got like a yellow countertop for those of you who can't see. Or it's not yellow.
That's why I like this house.
We always said it was 70s-y, but you're right. This is
no,
dead
it's very
on,
Brady Bunch.
Dead on Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it rules. It really does.
Fucking love it. Nostalgia. Well, someday when we move, hopefully it won't look like Brady Bunch house anymore. That way, somebody else will pay us for it.
I'm into it. I really like it.
I like this basement too.
I love a 70s motif. I really do.
Yeah, I was into it too, but it smelled like elderly people too.
That's fair.
And we do need to sell it eventually. Yeah. Cute. Right. I can see you're trying to jump up.
He's ready.
My grandmother's been living down there for a year. She's okay. She's 120.
Never mind.
That smell. Dude, I worked at a... we were repainting all of the...
You didn't tell us how you wrecked your car, but we'll go back to it.
No.
We'll circle back.
Finish.
No, you go.
Finish
I feel
him.
Like you're on
so
a roll.
So it was a retirement home. And I'll just say they have a saint that runs the place, right?
Okay.
So you'd go in there, and we went to go check in as security like the first 2 days we were working there.
I'm sorry. I missed the context of why you were at this.
We were repainting the whole facility. Okay. So we get there, and there's a sign right at the door that says, please do not, as a patron or maintenance worker, interact with the residents in this retirement home. There has been an outbreak of herpes.
Oh, my God.
What did they think you were going to interact with?
Old people
with
be doing that shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, painters, don't fuck the old folks. I mean, what the hell is going on?
No, this is a notice to everybody.
All staff,
all patrons, all visitors and family. All visitors and family. Friends and family, basically. Like, hey, you know, your girl's up at her fucking right.
It's a weird sign.
So we,
that's all I'm saying. Don't interact with these herpes-infested old people.
It makes sense, though, because like old people be fucking like crazy.
Yeah, but it makes sense they have herpes, but it doesn't make sense you wouldn't want to interact with them. It's not like you can...
But you can get herpes from like a water bottle or like a shared cup or something.
They also had the clap going there, too.
Okay,
so
okay.
This was an act of retirement.
I love old people. I cannot wait to be old. Oh, my God.
Look at her. She's like, dude, no diaper.
Dude, give me 65. Some other bitch is wiping my ass. I'm fucking all night long.
65?
Yeah, you should be out.
Let's go.
You should be out hanging with Liz's like, dad at the bar.
I do hang out with
Kristen. Dude, put snacks in your ass to clean out. And be like, hey, clean these out, Kristen.
I just put like Ritz crackers.
Yeah. What the hell kind of shit is this old lady into?
No, I use it for when I get my ass eaten. Like, there's just like a little treat.
It's a walking
like,
taco.
There's some peanut butter. You don't know what it is. Is it peanut butter? Is it something else? Who knows? Taste it and find out.
You just push and a Tootsie Pop comes out.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh. Get to the center of it, man.
I'm going to be a cute old lady.
Big
hell
winner.
Yeah. No, being old is gonna be great though. Imagine yourself in like 40 years.
I still want to do.
I want to be in the ground, man.
I want to write the meanest shit about all the people I love.
Yeah,
you want to be dead in 40 years?
Yeah,
and you'll be
hologram form.
So you can do whatever you want. When you're old, you can be as mean as you want.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Nobody can like you're old. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell you not to.
Nah, bro. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Especially old and widowed.
No,
nothing better than old and widowed.
Liz and I were talking about if our husbands died. Someday.
Well,
they will.
We're not going to find husbands, period.
If I was your husband, I'd be racing to the grave.
You'd be gone in like 3 months.
Are we like the Zagat's couple from SNL? Are we just driving people away very quickly?
I think so. Yeah, hit me with another one as well.
Miller Lite.
Thanks, Boo.
Miller, please. Carlos Danger.
Okay, Danger,
singular.
Relax.
What?
Carlos Danger sounds like an Austin Powers name. Like,
no,
he sounds like one of
not.
His characters. Yes, it does.
It has Carlos in it.
Thank you. But what I'm saying is that is somebody like Dr. Evil, like Fat Bastard, like Gold Member.
I am Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Antonio Banderas is playing Carlos Danger.
No, see, because, no, that doesn't, no, it has to be a white guy who plays it.
You guys missed it. Q has never seen vape smoke, I guess, because he was just like reaching into the air and batting at it.
That fucking idiot.
Podcat's a fucking moron.
So
dude.
Stupid. That's my favorite so joke stupid. Is to make fun of little kids. Like, y'all fucking kid. So fucking stupid. He's retarded. Like, I love it.
We're just trying to get him to go with you and the dog.
There's a new word for
me
R
too.
Word.
How'd you wreck that damn Jeep?
What is it?
Tell me go what. Tell me, oh, dude,
intellectually
please
divergent.
Tell me that you did it while you
yeah,
were trying
I've heard
to light
that.
A bowl.
Yeah, that's the new one.
That would be my favorite.
Neurodivergent?
Neurodivergent. That's it.
That's
the
autistic,
new one.
Right?
I think so.
Or I think it's anything that's not, like, typical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Because now it's okay. It's not irregular. It's just divergent. I don't know.
You know what I've thought about? Okay, so let's talk about, like... Okay, so trans people, right? J.K. Rowling got... I'm taking on... But we're going to come back. We're going to circle back.
You went fast.
J.K. Rowling, she got canceled because she said... She basically said there's a difference between... women who are biologically women and trans women,
yeah.
Right? Which there is.
Yep.
Can we just, like, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Correct. There is. Okay. So this is my thing about people, like, are that things that are different. Hang on. I'm going to
They're divergent. Let's be honest here.
They're divergent, right?
Sexually
so
divergent.
We're at this weird part in society where we're, like, everybody has to be the same. Everybody's on the equal level. But this is what happened with, like, race, right? For so long, everybody was, like... Yeah, like we like black and white or Mexican or whatever. And now it's this thing where like we don't see color, right?
Yeah.
It's like no, I disagree.
No, you celebrate diversity, you just don't speak about it.
Well, it's like it used to
don't
be this
point
thing,
out the differences.
It used to be this thing where like we don't see color, everybody is equal, everybody's on the same plane, we don't see color, color's not a thing. Whereas now modern like race theory is basically saying, no, you have to understand that color exists in order to understand how society functions and how that color has operated in its function. You know what I mean? Whereas I feel like that type of thing, like people that are neurodivergent, people that are trans, it's going to go through the same thing. We're like, at this point in society, we're like, everybody's the same, everybody's equal. And eventually it's going to get within the next 20, 30 years where it's like, no, you have to recognize that this person is different.
I would hope that's because that's way more honest.
I agree. It's a good thing. But I think that I feel like every weird social thing, like, it goes through this cycle of, like, no, they're being oppressed, everybody's the same. Exactly. Every major cultural change is like, no, everything's the same, pretend it's not different, pretend it's the same. And then it's like, no, we get more enlightened, we're like, no, they are different. We should talk about the fact that they're different, and that's okay.
Well, and one thing I would point to is, like, anybody who wants to identify as a man but isn't biologically a man, okay, but if you disrespect me in public, am I allowed to punch you in the jaw? And is everyone going to see that the same way they
that
would if me?
To be fair,
I don't think that should be a thing anyways.
Yes. It doesn't matter because you're a woman.
He is
you wouldn't think that.
He's
I'm a man.
Masculine male,
I do think that. That's the difference.
You think you should be punching people in the jaw?
I do. If someone looks at you and intentionally disrespects you and then you say, excuse me, and then they look back at you and disrespect you again, Sky, what do you do in that situation?
What? If somebody starts shit?
But that's illegal anyways.
No, you're getting lit up.
It doesn't matter if if some woman made it illegal to be a man, it's still manliness. Manliness exists. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we're the ones who march into bullets like morons.
But what I'm saying is assault is illegal anyway. So rather, if you're assaulting a woman or a man or a trans person,
there is
the,
fact that you can add on
this
hate
is what I don't like about it.
This is what I'm trying to say is that if you identified as a man, you wouldn't be a man. Because you don't think like me and Sky do. Me and Sky, if he disrespects me and I say, excuse me, and then he repeats what he says, Sky knows what's coming after that.
We're fighting.
He knows exactly what's coming after that.
Yeah.
To me, that's insane.
You know, that's how men operate.
Okay. That's the rules.
How many people have you punched in your day?
I don't know.
Dude, a lot?
It's 20s higher.
I know Jeff has punched a lot.
I'm probably around a dozen, maybe.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but I used to do that.
I mean, we used to punch each other
in
agreements, too. That's, like, in basements, like, let's have a fight.
I wouldn't count those. How many people have you just been, like, out
I don't know, because a lot of times that I've been in fights, it was, like, a group of people beating me up. So I was just, like, trying to hit whatever I could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, who knows?
See, there was pecking orders in some, like, when we lived in Lower Northside, those kids, like, you would have to basically fight your way into not being beat up anymore.
So you have to be tougher.
Well, if
it's
somebody
like prison
attacks,
rules.
You're throwing a punch.
At the very least, you need to show that person that messing with you is going to be a trouble. Like, even if they beat you up, they're going to get tired of beating you up after a while. They're like, well, every time I fuck with this guy, I have to fight him. Even though I win,
I guess still to your point, I'm a female.
Or you
I've,
damage
but like,
them
I,
very badly.
Our wiring, essentially,
you wound those boys.
It's a biological difference.
Like our wiring is to exclude people.
Right.
Fuck Liz. I'm not talking to her anymore.
Well,
she's a bitch.
Yeah.
I have my friends over here, and she's gonna feel bad. Rather than throwing punches. That's biological. I mean, it's interesting though because trans
can't
people,
it just
like
be alpha mode.
I'm just saying you can't claim. To be a man and then press charges if you do something like I was just saying.
I think that probably doesn't happen.
Because if that same thing happened, and I said excuse me, and then Sky repeated it. And then I fought Sky, and even whatever the outcome was, if the police came up and said, do you want to press charges? And if either one of us said yes, we would be a bitch.
Yeah, I agree, for sure.
Hey, man, when you get out,
I don't know. We probably got away from the argument just a little bit, but I think
I don't know what your argument was, but I'm just saying that you can't say your one thing and not even know what that thing is. And that's all, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because if you claimed, you said, you know, from now on I'm a man, you don't think like that.
I disagree, though, because I don't personally, because I'm not, right?
Like, okay, so look at
this
way. But
I think trans men that, like, were born men, I think that they think that way, and that's why they're like, I'm a man, because I don't think like a woman. I don't have
All right, so you
I would be very, very surprised if I could get into a fist fight with someone who had transitioned into manhood, and that they would be like, I don't want to press charges.
I also... Okay,
they would say,
don't think,
press
like,
charges, it's a hate crime. This person beat me up because I'm trans.
Okay, but
that's what would happen.
Maybe, but I also don't think, like, fist fighting is, like, what makes masculinity. Like, it's not physical violence,
right.
Is
forgetting
it?
Forgetting some
what
of
defines
the
certainly a piece of the puzzle.
Trans
really?
Characters have, we've not seen too
like,
long.
Even the most beta man that you're
Wesley
that you can think of,
Snipes was
if
a
he says something to me like that, and then I say,
right?
Excuse me, he doesn't repeat it because he knows what's next.
How many, like, trans people are you, like, running into that trying to fight you, though? You know what I mean?
I don't know, but the point is the reason they're not trying to fight me is because they're not like me.
I disagree. I think you probably don't know that many. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Okay, you can say that, but that's true only because it's math. The world is math. there aren't that many trans people. So no,
right.
I can't. But what I can do is use whatever experience people have been given. And in my experience, there aren't a lot of women who transitioned into manhood out getting in fist fights with men.
I've never seen that happen.
I've seen plenty of men doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, I mean, it's in the news when that kind of thing happens. You know? I don't know.
I get what you're saying. I do get the argument that, like, masculinity in general, there's some physicality to it, basically.
Yeah, and even a man who doesn't want to fight understands the
But I don't think that's what makes manhood, though, right?
No. Not wanting to fight isn't what makes you a man. Knowing the rules of interacting as a man helps make you a man. So if me and Sky are in this situation, we don't press charges. That's just how it is, you know?
And if some guy who is a biological man
presses charges,
right.
He's less of a man in the vast majority of men's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Maybe shooting. If you shoot me, then maybe I personally just don't know any trans
people that
have 5 years for
done.
You.
Like, I don't know.
Take a
but like, okay.
Take a lap.
I feel what you're saying.
I mean, it was too deep of a situation.
Yeah. I feel like we just went too deep into the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just said one thing over and over again, and you didn't believe it.
Well, it's just like, how many trans men do you know that have, like, you've not been in that situation, right? So you're just kind of assuming, which is okay. Like, if you're assuming based on whatever, and that's cool. But I'm just like, I don't know anybody. I feel like you don't know anybody, so I feel like that's a...
I know that there are men who have transitioned into women who are now fighting women. I know that.
Yeah, that's a bunch of BS.
I don't know of any women who have transitioned into men who decided to start fighting men. I do know that. So, I mean, all I could do is extrapolate to the best of my ability.
I don't even look at it like that. I just figure it is what it is, whatever your sexual preference is and how you identify. I think it's just the nature of attitude, right? So if you're naturally aggressive and somebody attacks your honor, they're catching an ass whooping.
Also, there are manly women.
Because I know there are tons of women, like the
UFC fighters, they're going to live by that same rule. If someone disrespects that UFC fighter woman and she says, excuse me, and she says it again, something's going to happen.
That's what I mean, I guess, that like it's not an inherently masculine or feminine quality. Like, I think it's more masculine, for sure. Of course, it's more masculine.
If there was a dude I'd like to fight, I'd attempt to fight.
It's a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And the circle is labeled masculine, and the other one is labeled feminine.
And there's going to be women that fall. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I get you.
We got to figure out how you wrecked your Jeep.
Yeah, and then we should probably take your
Parkway.
Yeah. Your Hyundai to Parkway after that.
It's not a fun story. Like, it's so boring. So
it's really not.
It was the craziest thing. I was at a four-way stop sign, right? And it's already stopped. Lame. Turned out wasn't a four-way stop sign. It was a two-way stop sign. And I stopped, went through.
And you got T-boned.
And then she called me and was like, can you come help?
Speaking of feminine qualities, no, bad driving, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrible.
Who's been driving your ass for the last week?
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm like, I don't want to indulge these masochistic stereotypes. However, Liz, me, and my best friend Sam are the worst drivers I could Liz is a terrible driver.
You parked like a champ when you got here.
Okay.
And also, who fixes your car
every time something goes wrong? I'm not saying I'm not a worst driver. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying...
We're all bad drivers.
And all the terrible drivers I know are women, and all the good drivers I know are pretty much men.
I'll be honest, yeah.
Did you get insurance money for your Jeep?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So you could just buy that Hyundai straight out. You don't even have to fucking worry about payments. Don't worry
about it. Yeah. That's why I'm talking to my stepdad again, because he's like facilitating this.
All right. Well, I suppose it's getting about time. We got to get to Parkway. Is that correct?
That's wild, man.
All right. Well,
yes, sir.
We're going to miss you. You're going to be gone.
I'm going to miss y'all, too.
You're going to leave, like, basically
in like a week.
Well, you're kind of leaving Monday-ish, aren't you? We're not going to see you again, probably, huh?
Well, we're going to Nashville on Monday.
Hey.
For a couple days. And then I'll probably be back on Parkway on Friday. And then I think, because we're coming back on Thursday. So I'll probably be back on Parkway Friday. And then I'll probably be my last...
Fucking A.
Last hurrah.
And well, then I'll just cry for the next couple weeks and not have friends.
You can FaceTime. You guys can still
run your webcam
business together. I know how everybody's making money these days.
Are you going to get into like classes and stuff like Scriva?
Probably not. You know how much money?
Just going to do stand-up?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to do anything that makes my stand-up better. Like, I'm never going to love If I dip my foot into improv, it's good, like stand up comes first. It's only going to be to make my stand up better, you know.
Yeah. I've heard improv is helpful, but
exactly, it can't hurt, right? It's all a practice. It's all a common medium, kind of.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's probably real good for podcasting.
Maybe. Yeah. Improv,
because
yeah,
it helps you just continue to build on whatever the hell's going on. Take Divergent.
We'll see what you know me. I don't plan shit. So we'll see what happens.
That's why you're a
stand-up. You'll do great.
That's why I'm a stand-up. Yep. That's why all of our lives has panned out to put there.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Another fine episode in the bag. Seems like every time Kaylee's on, she tries to... I think she's genuinely interested in what I think. But the problem is usually what I think is oppositionally defiant and thus slightly controversial. So, yeah, she doesn't have a lot to lose in the conversations. But we'll miss that because you got to be challenged, right? There's a reason she's been on so much, right? Ugh, we'll miss you. Have good time, Chicago. Theory about Chicago, theory about Austin, Texas, theory about L.A. I don't know about New York, actually. New York seems to be an outlier. Either way, these secondary cities, we'll call them, like Austin and Chicago, that are supposed to be farm towns for the industry. I don't hear a lot of opportunity, and it's probably a wrong way to say it, because the opportunities are there. It's just that there's a lot more people vying for them, because everyone has heard by now. It's like the gold rush, you know. Everyone heard there was some gold, and there probably was enough gold for 24 people to become millionaires. But in 1949, a lot more people showed up. Wasn't enough gold to go around. And I kind of feel like Austin and Chicago are like that. And definitely New York and LA are like that. But the opportunities are big in the coastal regions, I guess. If that's what you're after. Which I'm not sure I am, by the way. I don't know. A lot of condescension in large city populations. People who assume that they're smart because they subscribe to ideology. Interestingly enough, that kind of leads me into today's song. Now, I went looking for this song. As you may know, we lost a legend, the Bismarcky, last week. Now, everybody knows Bismarcky's song. Oh, let's see what it is. The you got what I need. That song, you know what I mean? Here, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Nope. Yep. Go to... Because I think, I mean, obviously if you're my age, you know this song. Hell, if you're older than me, you know this song. But my question is, do the youngins know this song?
Ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was 2 pants and a very big bra.
I knew there were a lot of house parties to the song in my day. But that ain't the jam today. Today's jam is off of the Schoolhouse Rocks alternative rock 1996. Real artists making music. I know we've touched on this album before. Great album. So I went looking for it. Bismarcky's song on this album is Energy. What is it called? Energy Blues. Okay. Now, when I was a kid, we had Saturday morning cartoons instead of YouTube. And they had these educational commercials in the middle. The Schoolhouse Rocks. And at that time, they didn't have the internet. The science was in. People just agreed on shit because they had no way to question it. I mean, they could, but they had to be fairly educated. They couldn't actually look up information to support their stuff. And if they did, they had to go to a library, and the information was 6 years old. So generally speaking, less controversy. So I go looking for this song, The Energy Blues by Biz Markie, 1996, Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks. It's pretty much banned from the internet. You can find the original Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks version of it, which is nice, folded into all of the others. I think that people just wanted to keep it contiguous. But regardless, you can't find this song. And I have to wonder, and I'm not saying it's true. It's just not my fault, guys. You know, people keep doing shady shit, so now I start suspecting shady shit. But if you listen to this song, people knew there was a consensus amongst the scientists. You just had to listen to the science. And there's one line in here. It says, if we don't figure shit out, global cooling. Global cooling, goddammit. Now, I think that by the time I was in grade school, we'd slightly moved past the global cooling because despite the research that they had done that showed these gases were going to block sunlight, sun being the main contributor to weather on this planet, and the blocking of the sun would slowly lead to a lower and lower temperature. It was just good science. As time went on, that's not what manifested. People were like, I thought you said. And they said, oh. So then what happened? Well, CFCs is what happened. CFCs, if you don't remember, are called chlorofluorocarbons. They were all the rage when I was in grade school. If we didn't stop our moms from using hairspray, we were all going to die of sunburns. It's true. Chlorofluorocarbons were the key ingredient to making aerosols aerosol. So other scientists, not climate scientists, got to work to create an alternative way to create aerosols. And they did. And it turned out the alternative was later found by the climate scientists to be 6 times worse for the atmosphere than the chlorofluorocarbons. Don't quote me on that 6 times. I mean, I was in grade school when I learned these things, when they taught me that now, despite what they had taught my parents, the globe was now getting hotter. And it was our fault, by the way. Our fault. Now, here's some real bro science for you. If every man, woman, and child on the planet was 6 foot tall, 2 feet wide, and 1 foot thick, we would be around 0.47, I think, cubic miles as a total volume. If all of humanity was smashed into a human Rubik's Cube, it would be around 1/2 cubic mile. The volume of the planet Earth, 480 billion cubic miles. Now, since that's a whole cubic mile instead of a 0.4 cubic mile, that means that we're around 1/1,000,000,000th the size in volume, not mass or density. Well, that's synonymous, regardless of the planet. Now, I do understand that we aren't the pollution. We create the pollution. But just to visualize this, if Earth was a pile of sand, and that pile of sand was 12 feet tall and 40 feet wide, humans would be one grain of sand. 12 feet tall and 40 feet... Anyway. Now, what's my point here? Is my point that we're not causing global warming? No, that's not my point at all. It's very possible that we, humans, are causing, or at least contributing, to global warming. My point is this, that even scientists don't agree with scientists. Their job depends on it. If scientists trusted the scientists, they would stop doing science. Because, you heard it, the consensus is in. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say we should have contingency plans, guys. Anytime we have real-world feedback, we have contingency plans. We have traffic laws to keep people from getting in car accidents. But we also have seatbelts in case that doesn't work. You know what I mean? We have GFI outlets in a water wall, our kitchen or our bathroom, so that if the circuit breaker in our basement doesn't shut it off, the outlet itself does. It's a contingency stand. It's a backup. It is a double-double. It's why when you go rock climbing, you tie off to 2 points at the top, not one. So what's my point? My point is why can't we just be honest? Say, hey, guys, we think it might be this. But one thing we do know, shit's changing. So let's be prepared. Build more nuclear plants. Build more oil reserves. I strongly suspect that the real reason we want alternative energy is to transfer wealth from Arab nations to Western culture. Anyway, this song by Biz Markie, which I had to go, because I own the CD, guys. You can't find this song on the internet anymore. I had to go to my CD collection. Thank God I have around $3,000 worth of CDs collecting dust in my room. But here it is. Enjoy it. R.I.P. Biz Markie. This song's for you.
The Energy Blues. Oh, energy. Sometimes I think I'm running out of energy. Seems like we use an awful lot for heating and lighting and driving, reading and writing and driving. Energy. You think we'd be saving it up? Energy. You can get it by damming up a river. Energy. A woman could make a breeze deliver. But even with melanin damning, our needs are so much more demanding. Energy. We have to use some kind of fuel. Chop, chop, chop. The cavemen use wood to start their fires. Chop, chop, chop. They made all the tools that they required. Chop, chop, chop. Inventors got more and more inspired. And fires got higher and higher. And clearings got wider and wider. Energy. They were burning about all that wood up. Then one day, men discovered that coal would do it better. Mine is stuck. And it looked like it just might last forever. It seemed like the final solution. It started industrial revolution. Energy. We just keep on digging it up. In 1859, way out in western Pennsylvania, a man had built a rig that got some laughs from folks who came around there. But then suddenly, a mighty roar came up from the ground, and soon a gusher gushing soaked all who stood around. Now no one knew who that gusher blew. The petroleum engines was on us, and that so many in trucks and cars would come to cause a crisis. And then, energy. We're looking to find some new kind of energy. Exploring to try and make a new find of nuclear, thermal, and solar. If we'll miss, we get cola and cola. Energy. We gotta stop using you up. So don't be cross when mama says turn an extra light out. Just turn it off till we'll find a fuel that never runs out. If everyone tries a bit harder, our fuel will go farther and farther. Energy, we're gonna be stretching you.
Biz rips. Rip, Biz.